With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Texas Governor Greg Abbott toured the flooded Texas Hill Country Tuesday, where at least 108 people have died and where 161 are missing. Abbott said it's possible the number of people missing could increase.
We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Know this also. There very likely could be more added to that list.
The search spans over 60 miles and includes drones, dogs, boats, and helicopters. The Trump administration believes a ceasefire in Gaza could be just days away.
President Trump's Middle East envoy is optimistic that Israel and Hamas will agree to a truce very soon.
We are hopeful that by the end of this week, we will have an agreement that will bring us into a 60-day ceasefire.
Steve Witkoff says the ceasefire would include the return of 10 living hostages and 9 deceased hostages. He says the hope is for a lasting peace in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Army plans to end most of its ceremonial horse programs.
The service is now announcing that it's moving towards a future without horses and is putting most of them up for adoption. A total of 141 horses will be affected, including those showcased during the military parade in Washington last month. The Army, however, will keep operating the Old Guard ceremonial caisson units at Joint Base San Antonio and Arlington National Cemetery for burial honors. The Army estimates that the move will save about $2 million a year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. wants to ban the sale of farmland to buyers linked to China. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the Trump administration will move to ban sales to investors tied to foreign adversaries. Rollins says an executive order is likely coming soon, citing national and food security threats. This is SRN News. It appears that Americans like video streaming services.
According to the Pew Research Center, 83% of poll respondents say they regularly watch shows on streaming platforms, with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video being the most popular. But decency advocates point out that such services are not governed by the FCC, as broadcast TV is, and therefore may contain content that is dangerous for children. Experts are urging parents to be careful what they let the youngsters watch on streaming platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An arsonist set fire to the door of a Melbourne, Australia synagogue over the weekend, forcing the congregation to leave. The incident happened 7 months after criminals destroyed a synagogue in the same city with an accelerant-fueled fire that left one worshiper injured. In the latest case, a man doused the double front doors of the downtown East Melbourne Hebrew congregation. This is SRN News. Wall Street ends mixed.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street as the White House kept up its pressure campaign against U.S. trading partners. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 165 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite eked out a small gain. The price of copper jumped 13% after President Donald Trump said he would impose hefty tariffs on imports of the metal. Shares in Freeport-McMoRan, which mines copper, rose 2.5%. Treasury yields mostly rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Border Patrol agents in South Texas accustomed to catching drugs and people being snuck across the border, but this week they caught a smuggler who was trying to sneak in a whole flock of birds. Nearly two dozen parrots were found in one SUV hidden in a bag. The 22-year-old driver was arrested, and the parrots have been sent to the Gladys Porter Zoo in Brownsville. More details at srnnews.com.